Today's episode of Storyworthy is brought to you in part by Beso.com. Beso is a shopping ideas and style inspiration site that allows you to shop for tens of millions of products from thousands of stores and brands. Beso.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Dooley, and you're listening to Storyworthy Podcast with Christine Blackburn and Hannes Finnis and me, and Steve is here, although he's doubled up right now. It was my backhand.
Welcome to the Storyworthy Podcast. Here are your hosts, Christine Blackburn and Hannes Finn.
Welcome to Storyworthy. My name is Christine Blackburn, and I'm here with
Hannes Finney, and we're coming to you from the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Why? Because they are one of the leading experts in the country dealing with erectile dysfunction.
Erectile dysfunction. You know, I am so surprised we have not talked about this before, Hannes.
That's true. We usually talk about penises that work. So penises that don't work, oddly enough, we haven't had any
Well, and that brings me right off the top to, I thought that this whole erectile dysfunction thing, I thought they phased it out. You know what I mean? With the Cialis and the Viagra. I didn't even think it existed anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, if there's a, you know, if there's a medicine, it still exists. And everybody, you know, it's amazing how information does not penetrate every part of this country. You know how, like, let's say just...
And you say penetrate in...
Penis. No, it's like, you hear about a movie out here in Hollywood for like months and months and months and months before it ever actually, I'm convinced it's already come and gone from the theater before it's ever opened.
Right.
And there are still people in the country, in cities, who don't know that the movie exists.
Wait, it's what movie are you talking, I know, but
no,
what, how does this have to
about
do with?
Information. We live in LA and we have information overload. We hear about all the products, we hear about problems, we hear about stuff. And other, in order to get it to every part of the country, they still talk about it. I'm telling you, there are people in this country right now who can't get a boner, who don't know that there's a pill you can take to get a boner.
Okay, well, you also, and I think what you're saying is like Coca-Cola is the number one soft drink, but they still advertise all the time. Is that what you're saying?
No. What I'm saying is that...
You don't think people in other states know about Viagra and Cialis?
Of course, some people do. I'm telling you, there are millions of people who don't.
Well, they should know.
They should.
And as a woman, I'll tell you right now.
On the other hand, are people that stupid? Should they be breeding? So perhaps it's best that they have soft boners.
Okay, listen. As a woman, ask me how many times it's acceptable.
How many times?
Let's say things are heating up and you're moving along and things are going along really well.
Yeah, it's heating up. Are you taking... Where are we? Like third base? Are we at third base?
Oh, no. We're further than that. It's going to happen now.
We're rounding third. We're ready to slide into home.
And then all of a sudden, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. You know what? Big problem.
So it's like, to make the metaphor, it's like I'm running from third. I've come around third. I'm sliding into home. My legs turn into spaghetti.
Right.
And I flop on the ground.
Oh, my gosh. Hannes, I would never be able to see you again. I mean, the way you just said that.
Yeah, that did not, that was, and there's a little pool of something on the dirt.
Oh, for goodness sake.
On the,
you know,
yeah.
I guess I'm just saying that, like, it does seem
times,
like
a... How many times could this happen to you before you would say something has to be done?
Oh, to the guy?
To the guy.
Once. No, I'm kidding. But it would depend on the relationship. But I would, you know, I would think, like, again, like I said, I thought it was a non-issue. Like, in other words, I am not medically impaired. I don't have this problem. You're the one with the problem. You know the pill to take. Take it and let's get on with this. Why are we even talking? Do you know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. No. Actually, I know somebody who got married, you know, I don't know, third time, whatever. They were like, she was like 60 and she got this boyfriend and they're going to get married. But they were only getting married. She's like, within a month of going out with this guy, it's like she did the thing, even though they were both in their 60s. It's like she fixed his clothes. She fixed his haircut. He couldn't get a boner anymore. She said, you got to get Viagra or this relationship is over.
And
he got Viagra.
Well, there you go. My point is she shouldn't have had to say it.
Right.
Also, I've done a commercial for Cialis. Did you know that spot?
Yeah, it's true. You did. I remember seeing that. You and your TV husband were so enamored of your hard boner lovemaking that you forgot there was a roast in the oven or something like that.
Yeah, it was so silly. But yeah, it was one of those things where running around
like,
the house.
Oh, no, the roast is ready. Right. But yet, you have to have a look in your face like, oh, no, I'm going to burn my house down, but yet I'm sexually satisfied.
Exactly.
Which is a hard acting thing to do. And I appreciate, you know, you did a good job of having those two very disparate emotions on your face.
Well, I actually remember that we shot that in Miami and it only aired in Canada for whatever reason. So those folks seem to know about it up there.
So you are the face of
I don't
middle-aged
know.
Sex in Canada.
I have no idea. But I do know that the director kept spraying my face to make me look sweaty. You know what I mean? Like he wanted me to look exhausted. And then of course there was a bathtub in the spot because there always is.
There always is. Yeah. Is that the one? See, else the one with the two bathtubs?
Yeah. Except in my spot there was only one bathtub.
Well, that makes a hell of a lot more sense. They always have like they're outside in two iron bathtubs, which have no plumbing attached to them.
Right.
And it's like yeah, it gives you a boner so hard you can punch your way through the side of an iron tub. Two iron tubs, by God. It makes no sense whatsoever.
I don't know. But we do have a guest here tonight, and she brings forth the topic, erectile dysfunction. Her name is Bobbi Dooley. She's here, and we're going to go to her right now. Before we go to her, Hannes, I did want to mention, if the folks out there want to support Storyworthy, you tell them what to do, because I keep telling them, and they're not listening to me.
All right, listen to me, you sons of bitches. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be so mean. Listen, go to storyworthypodcast.com. Click on the Amazon ad and then shop for your Cialis normally on Amazon or whatever other erection inducing things you want to buy on Amazon. But we need, we'll get some of your money. No, we'll get money from Amazon. We don't get your money. It doesn't cost you any more. You just help us out.
Hannes, one more thing about our guest.
Yeah, why do
up.
We have two microphones set up?
Exactly, because there's actually two guests here tonight.
We
and
never
that
do
has
that.
Never happened before, but Bobbi brought her husband, Steve. I don't know, but obviously we're going to accommodate them, and so that's that.
So he wants to be on the air too.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
Huh. Okay.
It's all going to work out.
Interesting.
All right, you guys, wherever you are, stay tuned because Bobbi Dooley and her husband are on their way here.
This is Ron Zimmerman. You're listening to Storyworthy Bumpers.
Next week on Storyworthy, we have singer-songwriter Allie Gertz.
I celebrated my 21st birthday and had my first drink ever. Bad idea.
Next week on Storyworthy. Back. We're still at the Mayo Clinic, but we have gone down to the cafeteria where they have, this being Minnesota, there's some tremendous scotch eggs here. And, you know, there's nothing better at a health clinic than a hard-boiled egg covered in sausage and deep fried.
What are you talking about? Is that like a Midwest thing?
Yes, that's why they have them here in the cafeteria of the Mayo Clinic.
Oh, scotch eggs. Oh, my goodness.
The scotch eggs. Oddly enough, there is a Lipitor in the center of the egg, just to make up for the fact of all the stuff you're getting.
All right, Hannes, before we bring our guest on, I want to talk a little bit about one of our sponsors, Beso.com. You know, Hannes, at Beso.com, you can shop for tens of millions of products from thousands of stores and brands all in one site.
Yeah, and they don't sell anything. They organize it all in one place so you can look at and compare pieces and prices.
Exactly. And then you can tell Beso your personal style persona, like classic, preppy, bohemian, rocker, and then they do all the searching for you. It's amazing.
Wow. So what style would you say you are?
I would say, what I'd like to be, I say rocker.
Oh, really? I was thinking heroin addict.
Thanks a lot, Hannes.
Oh, you look thin. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to be nice.
All right, you guys, make sure you check out the Beso blog as well, where they cover all the latest trends, hidden boutiques, and style tips.
Beso.com. It makes shopping so much easier.
All right, you guys. She's here right now. Roberta Bobbi Dooley is the president of the Homeowners Association at Western Estates. She's also PTO president, and she has a brand new podcast, Hannes, called Mm-hmm. Have you heard this?
Yes, I have.
It's available now on iTunes, and you can find Bobbi on her Twitter at Bobbi Dooley. Ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are, put your hands together for Bobbi Dooley.
Oh, thank you, Steve. They gave us applause.
Yes, I saw it.
Thank you very much. And it's wonderful to be here. Aren't you pretty? And we also tweeted out that you, I'm sorry if I don't get it right.
Twitter, I think it's Twitter.
It's Twitter or Twitter, that you had the flu, Christine.
I did.
And I said to Steve, I don't care. I love you. If you breathe on me, though, is...
I won't.
Did she? You can cut that. I just said I don't want her breathing on me. You'll need that.
Yeah, don't. Please don't.
Because that's the flu...
That's okay. I'll
oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that you're here. You're
Hannes.
That's right. I'm so sorry. I'm just very delighted to be here.
Oh, God, we're delighted.
And I don't want
to
get the flu. I guess that's basically what I'm saying. Okay. Thank God I'm here. Thank you for the flu shot. And thank God you're who you are and Hannes and everything. My grandfather fought in Austria with the 8th Armored.
Oh, really?
Division.
With the Kaiser?
No. The United
against
States
the
Army.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Against the Germans.
Right.
Now, is
right.
that what you are?
My mother was German.
Okay. Did she leave before or after Hitler?
No, she was a child. She was actually in the Hitler Youth.
She was in the Hitler Youth.
Well, you had got drafted.
I heard it wasn't that bad. It was like the Scouts.
They were a little more strict, and you got some... Mm-hmm. The merit badges were different.
Mm-hmm. Good.
You know,
good.
You're building a fire, and then
I'm sorry.
Hitler Youth, that's
I'm
a different,
taking over.
I'm sorry.
Everything.
No. Yeah, it's your story. This is your time, Bobby.
Well, I
we
want to
hear
on,
your story.
Oh, I'm frightened because.
Don't be frightened.
I'm
She's holding her breath. Everyone, it's okay.
Why are you holding your breath?
Oh no, I'm just excited.
Am I doing something wrong?
Your
feeling,
story.
Honey, you're being insecurity.
Steve, my husband, I love very much, but if you don't back off of me, I'm you're going to have to stop the tape. I'm going to have an argument with him. Because we were arguing in the car on the way over, weren't we, Steve?
Well, you're going to talk about my, penis and things.
We're not going to talk about your penis so much as we were going to talk about what it is that you face like other men. You understand, Steve?
I know, but...
I'm so sorry. My husband's penis started 40 years ago. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. My husband's penis, we have 3 sons. Does it sound to you like it works? Okay. See?
Right.
Yeah. 3 sons. Does his penis work? Mm-hmm. See? So, but people have a hard time with my name, calling me Boobly, Booby, and I
can see why.
Well, you know what? I said, I know the joke. You're calling me Booby because of my enhancement, which is evident. And yours are not, are they?
No.
Did you?
No.
Because they're very pert?
Small.
Well, they are.
You are.
They are small.
Very beautiful.
Almost and you're flat. But there is shape. I didn't mean to. I'm not putting you down, dear. It's just that some of us are the way we are and some of us are the way you are. And you are very pretty and you're very sweet. And that makes up for so much. Doesn't it, though? Doesn't it? So Stephen was traumatized as a young boy on his grandmother's farm in Matonomi, Wisconsin. He awakened from a nap. There was one of her grand... His... Her...
His?
No, your grandmother.
Oh, her.
One of her hogs that was rooting about Steve as he lay on the floor snooping.
Well, you got probably a mental block.
I'm mentally blocking it. As he was laying, sleeping, and there was a hog rooting about. What do they mean by rooting about? There is a certain interest the animal has in my husband's...
Well, you might as well say my butt.
Yes. All right. This traumatized him to the point where that evening, Steve's grandfather, they had pork for dinner. Now, that was good, right, Steve?
Yeah, that's fine. But then I said, I wish you would have pork. I want him to barbecue it.
All right. They wanted him to barbecue the pig because of the anger he had at the thing trying to defile him. So Steve can no longer get an erection if he smells barbecued pork.
Wow.
Number 2. Now we go to the air conditioner. I don't know why, but he can't get an erection when there's air conditioning running outside. You can hear other people's unit.
Oh.
You know Steve, right?
Yeah, I hear old lady Barn Burbies.
The name is Barn Mermy. Mrs. Barn Mermy. She lives in our... And her air conditioning starts up like this. And Steve's penis refuses to maintain the blood surge. Number 3, if we're outside of LA County, he cannot achieve an erection. So those 3 areas, 1, 2, 3. And here's the, this has got to be boring because I love hearing myself talk.
Well, how does he know he's not in LA County?
Excuse me for just a minute. That's a very, instinctively the body knows. We went to the desert and I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to trick him. I said, Steve, let's stay here for the night. It was a motel. Okay. It was in Beaumont. Okay. Now, you know where Beaumont is, right?
Yeah.
It's in Riverside or Orange County. I don't know which one of the other counties. Steve's penis knew, didn't it, Steve?
Yeah, the penis knew. It just knew. And we thought, I thought we were L.A. County.
I said, what county are we in, Steve? And he said, L.A. And I said, you're ready to go. You're good to go. You know how they say? You're good to go. I even looked at his penis and said that.
Into the penis? Like a
microphone? Well, no, not really. I mean, I'm kidding. So anyway, his penis didn't work. And so that happened then.
Honey, you're insecure.
I'm very insecure. Why is that? I usually am not.
Is that the only example of L.A. County? Because
you're not addressing my insecurity. You're going right to the penis, and that even makes me more wondering if I'm doing anything wrong.
I'm just thinking if it's something other than the county, because it does seem impossible that a penis would discern between like a zip code or a county or a state line.
Well, you know, Dr. Arnerman, who works at Cedars-Sinai and with the National Dysfunctional Institute, the Bob Dole Dysfunctional Institute and Seminar, and the Penis Roundtable, which they just had in Denver, I think, they have said, and I've read everything I can get my hands on, Christine, as girls,
right.
We've got to do that.
We do.
We've got to take the initiative for our guys, because I heard what you said. Yeah. And I agree, if a man can't get hard, excuse me, where's my coat? I am gone before the exhaust settles, and he is there on his knees weeping. And that's just the way it is. However, there are other things we can do. We can say, you know, get it fixed, and then we're gone. And if he hasn't committed suicide by morning, which is what Paul Byrne did, okay? You don't know Paul Byrne?
No, I don't know who's Paul Byrne.
Paul Byrne was, oh, this is great. Steve?
Yeah, that's Jean Harlow. Jean Harlow, he got to do her.
Jean Harlow was married to Paul Byrne. He was a producer at 20th Fox Century, whatever the studios they had.
Right, 20th Sam Century Gil, Fox, I think.
The one that the Jewish guys owned before the
yeah, was, it narrows it down.
And I don't mean any offense by that, but who was the big Jew that...
Yeah, it's Louis Mayer.
Louis Mayer.
Oh.
Okay. Paul Byrne comes out of the bathroom on their wedding night, Jean Harlow. Mm. This is a gorgeous girl. I think Phineas, you, Jorge, this gentleman... Yes. I think we can be assured that there would be hard penises around.
Right.
And I say that with great respect. I'm thinking there would be. I don't know of any problems.
No, there
this
are right
have.
Now. All I right. can guarantee.
Paul Byrne came out of the bathroom wearing a codpiece with a dildo. Steve, you've seen those movies.
Yeah, this was a strap-on.
It was a strap-on, a large strap-on. And Jean Harlow was shocked. She said, what are you doing, you limp? Can I say the dirty words?
You can say it.
She said, what are you doing, you limp dick, no good, two-bit crawling? She didn't say that. I'm kidding.
But yeah.
She did. She was shocked, as you might be, as I would be.
I'm shocked right now.
I'd be shocked
like
in the palpitations.
Found this out.
And he said to her, darling, she got scared and ran from the resort or the motel or the apartment or the house, whichever they were at. He killed himself.
Oh, my gosh.
This is in the Wikipedia. You can look it up.
Wikipedia. I think it's called Wikipedia.
Yes, look it up. Paul Byrne committed suicide the morning after. And why? Because he was in some ways humiliated. But in other ways, you don't come out of the bathroom wearing a 3-foot-long leather dildo without
some... He was doing that because he could not achieve an erection.
He had a condition that may be even worse than erectile dysfunction. He had an abnormally small...
Yeah, I've heard about that. Probably, they call him thumb dick.
Why don't you be quiet?
Wow.
I was thinking thumb dick.
Thumb dick? Oh, that's so terrible, though.
Yeah, well, that's
thumb dick is one of my favorite fairy tales.
Think of a man, Christine, like that.
Oh, no, thank you. No, thank you.
Wow.
Think of that, Christine. Look at it and
okay,
live
Bobby,
in it.
Bobby, you don't need to put that in my face.
Okay,
man.
Now she's breathing
right,
on
don't
it.
Don't put
that
in my face.
Oh, God.
Oh, got it. Sanitize your thumb.
Can you get that wiped down? Can I get my thumb wiped down? Thank you so much.
Steve, can you not just take Cialis or Viagra? I mean, like I was saying, there is
well, it's
a
only three times and everything.
Yeah, it's only three times when there's barbecued pork, when there is a air conditioner, and when he's outside of LA County. For instance, we can't make love if we're at his mother's farm.
Well,
and that's, of course, where you are.
In Wisconsin.
The passion that exudes for me when we're around his mother's livestock, I'm sure you understand.
So
the pheromones of the livestock get to you?
I don't know what it is. It's just being near tractors, it's being near oil and hogs And Wisconsin itself, with all of
well,
the trees.
Well, I'm from Wisconsin, and I obviously there is a know. Natural.
Then you know.
Yes. Everyone is horny all the time. There, I said it.
It's honeous.
Hannes.
Hannes.
Some Hannes people say hummus. Heinous.
Oh, that's cute.
It is
hummus.
Cute.
No, but what you know from Wisconsin, Steve's parents had a cheese stand where they did the tasting.
Sure.
And then they would invite them up
cheese
to the main house.
Cheese is sensuous food. People don't realize that because it's soft and pliant, much
it
like
is.
Human
it is.
Flesh.
It is. Oh, aren't you cute? Are you talking about Ed Gein?
Yes. It's Ed Gein, by the way.
Who played Anthony Hopkins in...
No, Ed Gein, America's first serial killer, the inspiration
first
of Psycho.
He was the first cylinder killer?
Yes, he
at
killed...
The serial killer,
he fill a cylinder
I it was
with
cylinder.
Brie.
Fill a cylinder?
Fill a cylinder,
Her
yes.
Name
that was
Phyllis
a
Diller.
Phyllis Diller impersonator who worked in Green Bay.
Fill a cylinder.
Yeah. Wow, good information, Hannes. You
oh,
just
yeah.
pulled that,
that
out.
That is amazing.
I got a lot of crap
sounds,
in my
Bobby,
head.
Like your sex life is best in the winter time in Los Angeles.
I'd say it's great anytime as long as there's no pork barbecuing.
Right, or air conditioning.
Air conditioning. So that eliminates what? Only about 50% of...
It eliminates a lot because you live in Southern California.
Mm, yeah.
So let me ask you something. I have a couple of questions for you,
Bobby.
But
at least he doesn't have the micro penis...
Oh, the thumb.
And
they,
all the other things that you could worry about, you know.
So
like, I heard of Janice Greeley's husband. They went on a cruise.
Right.
Okay. Guess what?
What?
He took Viagra.
Right.
No. Didn't work.
Didn't work.
Didn't work.
Oh.
I asked Dr. Uneman, who lives in our community. He's one of the foremost penis experts. I don't know what you'd call it. Penisologist or something.
The chiropractor.
It's not a chiropractor, is it?
No, I believe it's
a urologist.
Said
urologist.
Me, you are.
No,
I'm kidding you. No. I'm kidding you. That's it. Okay,
you fall every time. Every time for that joke. Every time.
Does she do that? Because that's when I wrote it. I made it up. Anyway, he said that if you're not aroused, you're not attracted to the woman. Even Viagra will not work. It doesn't matter. What an insult! I said to Janice, get what? Guess what? She goes, what? I said, your husband obviously thinks you're some kind of a hanky. 3-bag, 0.
Oh, no. You didn't tell
she
her
wept.
That.
She wept.
Well, sure she would.
Of course. Well,
that's
of course
an insult.
Well, I didn't do it.
But you did. You
no,
told-
I did not. Her husband's penis is the one that
I
slapped her
that,
across
that,
the face.
But you told her.
It would have been better if he'd taken the limp penis and just slapped that across her face.
But a nicer thing to say would be that, you know, sometimes it just happens.
But but then she wouldn't.
But not with Viagra.
She articulated what the penis could not because the penis does not have a mouth.
And you know something? I found out from Dr. Uneman, if a man can't get an erection, it means that he doesn't like you, the woman. And I said to Steve, I get emotional. I said, Steve, do you not love me? And he said, you ain't good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So you do love me, Steve?
Oh, yeah, sure.
See?
Right. Yeah. Just,
but again.
But he hates barbecued pork more than he loves you.
I think that's probably right.
You've been married 19 years, I understand.
19 years,
and three sons, one is passed away.
And I can
away.
Assure you there was erection.
Well, there's three kids.
Functionality,
to prove it.
Yes.
Right. And one of your sons has passed away, I understand.
One of them passed away in a dream that I had. And I was sleepwalking one day on the Phil Hendry show and babbled all of this stuff.
Oh.
And Phil called me the next day and said, I'm so sorry. And I said, for what? He said, one of your kids died. And I went, oh, my God, that's so funny. He said, don't. I said, no, that was a dream I had about a son that I might have had in a past life.
Was it Seth, Justin, or Dylan?
Seth, Justin, and Dylan are alive. The one that died had no name except for a dream name. It might have been something like
I see.
Porgy. I don't know.
It could have been anything.
It could have been
well, let's talk about
Frodo.
So he was a child that didn't exist. Obviously, she conceived during a non-erect time. You see how it all ties together.
I don't know.
It was
the
lack of an erection that caused the child to not be conceived that you believe died.
Well, I don't know what causes a child to be conceived in the brain where the subconscious is other than... the sex that takes place between the dream demons or something, you know?
Probably a dream demon.
A dream demon.
By the way, your sons have been in a little bit of trouble. I understand.
No,
they've been graffiti.
Not really. Well, not really. Not so as you'd notice.
Okay. Well, I just remember hearing, you know, in the past that they did some graffiti, painting some swastikas
and
about town.
Where is
town
this leading? What is this about?
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, are they...
I was not led to believe these questions would be asked.
I...
Yeah, I mean, well, what have I... You want to tell?
Well, you'll mess it up, Steve. they were caught spray painting swastikas on one of the synagogues here. Oh, and the LA County Sheriff came to the house and said this and that and some other.
Yeah, it's all noise.
Just a bunch of noise. And I said, and I, you know, and the boys are like, what's that about, Mom? I said, you know what? You're young. You're impressionable. They had seen some Holocaust movie and they went, ha, ha, ha. And it's not funny.
It's not funny. No.
We saw what happened over there. We were on our way to the Oktoberfest and they stopped and showed us.
Oh, I remember when you went to Dachau. Mm. You got box lunches.
We had very good box lunch. They said, and over here. And we went, mmm. And then I said, well, that's good. When do we get to the beer garden? And they said, all right, we'll go now. And I'm like, well, gee,
no.
Sorry to be a bother, but, you know.
Not to bring your husband's penis into this again.
Again, but well, this is what it's
in
about.
In Dachau, was he able to get an erection?
No, he was out of L.A. County there, Hannes.
Well, yeah, but that's, I mean, maybe, but it's like Europe, so that's like a whole other. That's he did get an erection at Dachau. That's able, interesting. Yeah.
I said, because I asked him, I said, Steve, honey, I said, just out of curiosity, do you have an erection? He said, what did you say, Steve?
As a matter of fact, yeah, I'm shocking. Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Well, it was very evident, you know.
He got an erection at Dachau?
It was very evident.
So he was, so
you know what I mean by
as
evident?
As they went on
I
about do. The thousands and millions of people killed, he was like. Interesting. That
well,
is an
I said
interesting.
That. Hannes, I said that. I said, Steve, I said, you silly man. There were billions and gazillions killed. And he goes, what'd you say, Steve?
Oh, yeah. I said, somehow get me a hard on.
Well, you can't say, you can say hard on.
You can say that, but I don't think you should about Holocaust victims, you know?
Oh, no. You didn't say that about them.
No, I just said about it. I've got a hard on, and I was joking about it and everything.
It was
right.
Near,
how did that go over with the other tourists? Were they like.
Well, you know
like,
something, Hannes? We didn't tell them Steve had an erection. Oh, my God. Get him.
Yeah.
I mean.
Right. But you said it was obvious, so I was thinking
to
maybe.
To me, to a wife. Are you trying to say that it was obvious to other women? Oh, that's very interesting. I don't think so.
Well, he's thinking if there was like a tent in the pants.
Well, if,
yeah, a tent. Yeah, yeah. If,
well, there was.
Yeah.
It was a very evident tent, but it could have. I don't know. Maybe I didn't ask some. Now that you mention it, I didn't ask the other sluts that were.
Oh,
there.
Wow.
Well,
wow.
I don't know now. Were they,
it reminds me of
were
that,
they eyeballing it?
I don't know, but it reminds me a little of that Seinfeld when he made out with his girlfriend in Schindler's List. Do you remember that show, Seinfeld?
I remember Schindler's List.
Ah.
Was the sitcom?
No.
Yeah, the sitcom Schindler's List. It was
that
a,
was it, and it starred no, Jerry
it was
Schindler. Jerry
a
Schindler.
Sequel to Hogan's Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my
God! Well, who was Jerry Schindler then? If you're, I know you're joking.
Yeah, I know Jerry Seinfeld is a very famous comedian. He probably would not. He would not.
Jersey
know,
Seinfeld.
Dachau, he would probably
Jerry
be.
Seinfeld.
Oh,
Seinfeld.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jerry
yeah.
Seinfeld. You're
he
talking
had a
about
television.
The show Seinfeld
that's
and Sons.
Correct.
Yes.
No, not no.
Seinfeld.
No, that's
No, I know the show.
Steptoe
the
and Sons, Seinfeld. Which is the British version that became Sanford and Son.
Isn't that interesting? I didn't.
It's
know
really
that.
Not, but I just thought I would slow the show
and
down.
And Schindler's
by
List
up.
Was a show about the list that the band made. I understand.
Right.
I don't
right.
want the impression to be left that we were insensitive to what we saw.
Sure.
It's just that we had limited time that day, and I said to Mrs. Ulbricht or whatever her name was on the coach, I said, "Do we get to go?" And she said, "Yeah, yeah, yeah," and which is so cute.
Yeah.
And I said, "Mrs. Ulbricht, you're so cute," and she said, "Yeah, yeah," and. So Steve and I went up into the motor coach. Okay, that's what they call it.
Yeah.
And we sat and we had our box lunch and we waited and waited and waited. And they finally came back, everyone all depressed. And I said, all right, everyone, let's, you know, we're all done with Dachau. We're on our way to Oktoberfest. Okay, have you been?
I have, actually.
Oh, gosh. And I said, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I don't know what we
I
sang.
I don't think they would want to be singing after a museum, you know,
well,
after seeing
them, mm-hmm.
Dachau. I
well,
don't think that's
got,
a singing moment.
Mm-hmm. We got them into it, sort of. I sang, I tell you what I sang. I sang, Steve, what was the German song?
Sang, yeah,
I forget. No, I'm sorry. I forget. Well, I got such a bad
memory.
Let's
move on
well, it's
to
a positive
your...
song, at least.
Let's get back to... Here's a joke. Let's get back to erect penises.
that's
yeah, good
stuff.
Have, I still, I, yeah.
Hannes, you're very, you look disturbed. If there's
I
something,
just,
I'm,
well, the discussion
wrong?
Of erect penises and not erect penises obviously disturbing to any man.
I know you're going to cut a lot of this out.
No,
on the
no,
cutting room floor.
Bobby,
you?
I love
no.
your laugh. You have a very girlish
oh,
laugh,
you're
don't
so
you?
You're so sweet.
You really do.
Well, I've been told that there's so much about me that's very feminine.
It is, and. And your tan. You have a great tan.
I do love to tan. God knows I love my tan.
I can tell. It's like you're a sun goddess.
I love California.
Right.
Okay. Steve's from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I was an army brat, and when Daddy finally came back home to California, I went, oh, Daddy, I'm so, you know, grateful to my daddy, because my mother was so, ugh, you know.
Oh.
And well, what was the mother's competing with her?
She thought mother was always competing with me and my sisters for daddy.
Oh.
I was always a big companion. But I love my mother very much. She's a soul. She's a saint. She's a saint.
What's her name?
My mother's name?
Yeah. Your mother.
Oh, my God. I blacked it out.
No. Okay. You know who your children are.
Catherine. My mother's name is Catherine.
Okay, there you go.
Just like Catherine Hepburn. K-A-T-H-A, not E. R-I-N-E.
Oh, that's where it's changed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about your new podcast. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, why did you name it Mm-hmm?
Well, it's just my way of saying I'm so interested in everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And my acknowledgement and the fact that I'm there for them and there with them. And I always will just say, I'm overwhelmed by it, and I'll just go, mm-hmm.
And it's kind of your catchphrase, really.
Oh, I don't know. Steve, would you say that?
No, my wife, her catchphrase, she's the president of the homeowner.
That's really my catchphrase. I'm the president of the homeowner.
There's what, 400 units? 350?
I think we have somewhere in the neighborhood of 400 or 60.
One or the other. Interesting.
Huh. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Do you think that would be a number that you'd really have narrowed down and nailed
down?
Yeah,
it would be. Steve, we got to nail that down, honey. How many homes are there?
Oh, I'm going to nail it down. Thank you very much for telling my wife that.
What are the issues going on right now?
Oh, goodness. Any given day, we've got so many issues. We have, first of all, we're redoing the security gate. Okay. We're doing landscaping. Rydell Eason, who is on our landscaping committee, wonderful man. I just spoke to him last night. Rydell, I told him I want an explosion of color. Just explode everywhere. Huh. And he starts bringing over books of shark attacks. I said, oh, my God, what are you doing?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
I had help. Why? He said, well, this is an explosion of color. He said, these are wounds. And I said, why would you do that? And he said, my God, Bobby, I'm sorry. And he was crying. And right now I'm getting emotional thinking about it.
Because you were thinking about flowers or something.
I was thinking of flowers.
A garden.
I was thinking of my favorite. I have a banana yellow pantsuit that I love to wear with my magenta
scarf.
Scarf or my, not scarf, what's the other word that they, pashmina.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes. I've got a magenta pashmina with my banana yellow
pantsuit.
Bra. Anything.
It's getting me going a little bit.
I've got banana yellow panties. I shouldn't say that. I'm sorry.
You can say it.
I can.
Yeah.
I have banana, Steve.
Oh, boy. That's
banana yellow
Steve,
panties.
Steve, you got something going on there? Well, I got a bit of a chubby myself here.
I told
about
her
this
one time, I'm being very serious. Can I say?
Go ahead, honey. It's fine.
Banana yellow pants. People, did you pee your pants in there?
Oh, stop. Well, no, they're not going to think that.
Well, some people, you know, you look on the, you know, Wikipedia, there are people who like that. I'm just saying.
I've heard about that. And since we are talking about erectile dysfunction.
You can't get a hard on.
That sounds like, isn't that a cute little cat?
I have a cat.
Isn't she cute?
She's a great cat.
She's wonderful.
She's here. Is Steve okay with cats?
There's evil attached to cats too, isn't it?
Oh, not this one.
It's okay. I don't care what evil, whatever evil may have occurred here. I don't care.
Oh, I don't think anything happened here.
Well, we don't know. This building's been around for a long time.
Have you had the house doused?
No. What would I douse it with?
Well, you're adorable. Douse it.
Let's talk about water.
No, we're talking about bringing in a coven and having them clear the areas.
Ah.
But anyway, you were asking me about erectile dysfunctionality, and Steve's erectile dysfunction is not an issue so much as it's something that lets me just talk to people, because I don't relate to people very well other than telling them what to do.
So so it's sort of like it's a managed erectile dysfunction. You have it managed.
I would say so.
So your husband's penis is literally a tool for you to come out of your shell.
Exactly. And isn't it for all women, you know?
It,
that's how we
it
feel
is,
like women when we can get a man to, I don't know about you.
Well, no, I never talk to other people about, like, if I...
Well, doesn't it make you feel good when a man goes, oh, look, I've got a pup tent, and it's all because of you. It does me. You know, that's when
I
feel most alive.
Really?
I just feel alive.
Yeah.
When I was at Kookaroo, there were guys bothering me, and I said, okay, come on, let's go out to the car. But really, secretly, I enjoyed it. That was at Kookaroo, too, which is generally little known fact. Mm-hmm. Steve, is that right?
Yeah, I hear about it.
Kookaroo is where the gay goes to get his chicken.
No, I don't think
And there
think that's
I am
true.
In the parking lot.
Gobbing it.
Would you shut up? But wow. I was gobbing, or not gobbing, I was.
You were, I being, didn't know you were I had... being gobbed upon, probably.
No, I was, you know.
Gobbling. Oh, I see.
That
I see.
Happens at Kookaroo?
It happens when Bobby Dooley's there.
Wow. Yeah, Bobby Dooley. Wow. But,
so that we did that, and then we got the 8-piece bucket, and then we went home.
No, wait, I just want to ask your husband. Mm-hmm. He doesn't mind hearing that you were,
inflating people. My wife's so hot and everything.
You know, so you're saying, there's no way that wouldn't have happened.
Guys, so you allow me. That. You, it's an agreement in your marriage. It's okay.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Steve is very attractive.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how many times I've come into the garage and there he is on the hood of his Corvette. And there's some, you know.
Really?
Generally a woman that moved in.
So you have an open relationship?
No. I would kill him. I would geld him.
Oh, I see.
My grandfather gelded horses on our ranch.
Oh, wow.
Tied them to a tree.
No kidding.
And I would do that to Steve.
I think I'm seeing the mm-hmm. root of a lot of this dysfunction.
Oh, no. Steve
is... you threatening to remove his testicles.
It's not as bad as you think. Steve is going to have those moments, as all men do.
Now, listen, on your new show, you play a lot of good music that I really enjoy from the 70s.
Aren't you sweet?
Elvin Bishop. Is it Elvin Bishop?
Elvis Bishop?
No, I think it's Elvin Bishop.
Who was Presley? Was Elvis Presley?
That's right.
Yes, right.
But you play some really good music, and I really enjoy it. I was wondering if Bobby, you could sing a few bars of that opening song.
I would love to. Margaret Gray has an exclusive contract. You know, we're not on
the
Phil
Henry
show.
I
do.
Yeah.
She's nice. She's judgmental.
She is.
She's older. It upsets her that I'm younger and...
prettier.
More slender. Uh-huh. Margaret, honey, you know I appreciate your contacts. In the business. What's the song?
Fooled around and fell in love. It's the one that's
I
like...
I don't do it as good as Margaret.
That's the one.
I must dip in through a million
girls.
Affairs. And I love him and then I go away. But then you came along and you got an erection, something like that.
Oh, I don't think that's
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Fooled around and dropped...
My pants.
Your pants or
no,
something.
No.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's
what is
fooled
it?
Around and fell
oh,
in love.
Oh, you are so cute.
Remember?
Fooled around and fell in love. My mother used to sing that song.
Right. Beautiful.
Fooled around, fell in love. I fooled around and fell glue gloop. In love.
Oh, boy.
Fooled around and fell boom, boom.
Can I ask?
In love.
You know, no one wants to talk about their children's sexuality, but I mean, are any of your boys sexually active?
I don't know, Hannes. It's a great question. Steve and I, we agonize over it.
Yeah, I don't want my son doing it with any, you know.
Exactly. So I've told the boys, and I've told Steve, excuse me, I have to belch. Is that all right?
Please.
Sorry. So I told Steve, look at me, I'm resting my head on my chin, which is not supported by anything. That's stupid. I told my boys, I said, look, boys, I don't want you having your first sex with some degenerated neighborhood girl whose mother is alone and lays around in a robe all day. Mm. I said, I would rather you have sex with me then, if that's the case.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know it's revolutionary.
It's not revolutionary. It's wrong.
I said, I don't know how. Why do you judge me? I haven't judged you.
No, but I think
except
that there
for
are
the
some...
top you're wearing, which I think is my husband is here.
Well, I mean, you're very pretty.
Okay, Steve. Thank you. God.
I just think there are certain.
You are very lovely.
Thank you.
And
but I think there's certain moral.
Oh, God, my balls.
Moral things that we don't cross. Those lines.
I backhanded him in the gonads.
And sleep. Yeah, well, you know, that's something you should say about the balls. There. Don't you have a game that you play with your husband called paddywhack or something? What's that called?
When I walk by Steve and he has done something to upset me,
right.
I backhand him with the knuckle and the large engagement ring right into the testicles.
So you give him a little flick.
It's a backhand. It's a quick, it's sharp, it's fast. I think the speed, hand speed, is that of a good swing on the golf course.
Jesus, that's gotta hurt.
Well, you know something? We, Christine, as women, oh, so you were looking at her breasts, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll go, yeah, like that. I'll go, well, try this one. What do you think of these breasts? Whap. He doubles up. The scream can be heard. Message sent.
Message sent.
I think I'm we really need to. I'm sorry. We can't go past this. You want your children, your male children.
Only the male children. Yeah.
Well, yes, of course, it would be sick if your daughters.
If we had daughters, I think that Steve, I think you've weighed in on this.
I would have to. Yeah, I want her to have it with me. And I don't. And don't think it's molestation. Don't you?
Yeah, I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right.
Yeah,
I think that as the Homeowners Association president, Western Estates, I'm trying to figure out how you are. How are you going against me? I don't understand that.
Well, I don't.
How would you explain to someone who believes it's wrong, like Christine?
Now, that's good. We can have a discussion. But sure, to actually overrule my edict.
No, I don't have that. I don't have that authority. By any means, you're the president. But But I guess I'm just saying. Like,
does it actually say in the bylaws of the Western Estates that you can commit
crimes? It does say. It will say, no. It will say, all mothers and fathers within the confines of the domiciles are not restricted by the Western Estates Homeowners Association rules as to personal behavior. Other than, you know, we don't want them to look ugly. Oh. They have to have their hair and clothes right.
I see. So
we don't let them wandering out of their homes.
You can't make that rule in an association.
Well,
you can't tell people they have to the way they dress.
Well, Christine, dear, when you have Cocktails and Patio magazine, Better Homes and Garden, Good Housekeeping and Beyond.
I haven't had that.
Beyond Homes, Beyond Playboy, when they all come out and want to do photo shoots every day.
Right.
You know, you have to have people looking acceptable, don't you?
I just think you have a lot of authority. And I also remember hearing you talk about how you have the right to go into anybody's property for 2 minutes a day uninterrupted.
I do, yes. We do have that authority.
Now, how can that be?
Well, I don't want the home to be painted in a way that would be upsetting to any member of the media. If I've got Channel 5, Carlos Amequa or Bubuk, I forget his name, but
he's Mexican, I think.
John Bood and all those guys, they come in and they're shooting. And it's going to be on TV.
But why would they
and
go into somebody's lives like it's, house?
And they're living like they're in a Motel 6.
Yeah.
And I've got to look at that on TV. And someone's going to say, Bobby Dooley's the president of the Homeowners Association of that toilet. Well, guess what? No.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Wow. Okay, those are big words. Yeah. I don't know if I could live under the Western Estates bylaws. I just don't know if I could do it.
I don't really think they would let you in. I'm just saying in that top, they would probably say you can't come in.
If you're resisting
I've owned some condominiums,
the rules.
And I've been in associations where I have to pay in.
Condominiums are a little, we don't really deal with that. Townhomes, yes.
Oh,
attached parking.
Yeah,
that's what we do there. Two-story attached units, attached parking. That's as low.
That's as degenerate.
That's about as degenerate as we get.
Wow.
We're not going to do the condo. No, thank
you.
Okay.
No, How much are the association dues? I just want to ask that.
You know what? If you have to ask.
But you're the president.
Of course.
Well, how much do they pay you?
Well, I think that if I tell people, they're going to say, "Is she being stuck up?" Because there's so much that the money. It's hard to conceive of it. I don't even know if we can afford it. I'm kidding. Our Homeowners Association dues do fluctuate from month to month, depending upon...
Month to month?
From month to month, depending upon the problems we're having.
Oh, my goodness.
The questions that are being asked.
The property I own, I pay $148 a month. And if that changed, and if it does change, I would contact them immediately. You know, I expect to pay $148 a month. That's what it
is. Well, I'm getting the feeling if you lived with us, Christine, you and I would be having a problem because you'd be over at the office every day going, oh, the homeowner's fees, oh, the toilet. Oh,
I wouldn't be flipping my arms around like
that. I know you would not. And I'd be saying, Christine, come on in. Let's have a cup of tea. Let's talk. And you'd be going, da, 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 da. And you'd be all mad and everything. I'd say to you, Christine, if you can't afford the Homeowners Association dues, you know, maybe you would not. You can't afford to live here.
Do your association members, do the people know that you now have a podcast? Do they know that? Are they going to listen?
Oh, yes, of course they do. Because we've had on some of the biggest stars in Hollywood.
I saw that. You had Patricia Arquette.
Yes.
A lovely girl.
We had Joel McHale.
A lovely man.
And he is, we had Sugarman Leonard.
Sugar Ray, I believe.
Sugar Ray. I always got his name wrong, didn't I, Steve?
Yeah, I kept saying call me Ray and you kept screwing it up.
I didn't screw up anything.
Yeah, you did. Just like you're doing here. Yeah,
That's right. That's right. How's it feel?
Oh, yeah, I gotta breathe.
Pull out your belt. Pull the belt out.
Yeah.
That's right. You know what happens when Mama's in town.
Here comes the pain.
Here comes the pain.
Wow.
Oh, man.
You don't ever do that to mommy, do you, Steve?
No, ma'am.
Steve, you want some water or something, man?
Do you have those big flesh-colored bandages?
Yeah, can I get him something like that? Can I get him that?
You want some water, Steve?
Yeah, I want some water and a big Band-Aid.
That'd be great.
I have like a butterfly Band-Aid. I'll bring that out.
You're not going to put it on him yourself, are
no,
you?
No, I'm not touching his balls. No.
Well, that goes without saying. You know what a girlfriend of mine said? You know what Janice said? I don't know if I should say this in front of the guys.
Say it.
I'm not listening.
She has rather large labia.
Yeah.
She said if I was a guy, I'd have big. That means if we were guys, we'd have big.
Well,
I said, what?
Well, they say that the female clitoris is just an immature penis.
Oh, I know about that because mine is rather, well, large. But the labia.
The outside, the outer lip, the outer lips. Mm-hmm. That's what they
the
call it.
The roast beef, as you might say.
Oh, honey, nobody says that.
Oh, I went to, I'm sorry.
That's
the
what men do.
Me.
Men do that
men
all the time.
Men come up with these images that are so grotesque that you... You know what? I'm going to have to
Your
do it again. I'm
going
to have to backhand
corner,
Steve again
way.
Just because of what he did.
Oh,
come here, Steve.
Sorry.
Oh, thanks a lot, Hannes. Yeah!
Oh, God.
Yeah!
Oh, Bob,
I'm sorry.
Stop.
I'm sorry, but Hannes did it.
God, Hannes.
Well, hey, hey, man. It's your choice.
Joe, could you get him some water?
Yeah, see, Steve? Steve, you married me. He didn't.
Wow.
Okay, Bobby, let's play some Shotgun Story Worthy.
Let's do some Shotgun
Spin this wheel. And whatever it lands on,
all right.
You tell us a one-minute story. He's going to clock you. That music can only mean one thing. It's time for Shotgun Story Worthy.
The game show where contestants spin the story worthy wheel of truth and tell a true one-minute story on the topic they land.
So everyone, say it with me.
Spin that wheel.
Oh, look at it. Steve, look at it, Steve. Look at it.
Pretty good.
It's spinning around and around and around it goes. What's the show we saw? Drew Carey?
Yeah, Drew Carey did that.
It's going to land on something. A wild card. What does that mean?
Any story you want, Bobby. A one-minute story. Anything you want.
This is a very interesting story. One time I wanted to test security at Western Estates Homeowners Association. It was right after the 9/11. Uh-huh. You remember when that happened?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was scared. And so we stockpiled gas masks and we stockpiled, well, I forget what else, but it was strictly for the Homeowners Association president. Because if anything happens to me, Katie bar the door. So we had our gas masks. Everybody else, they didn't. So I said, all right, I'll give you a chance to have a gas mask. Whose home is the most secure? So Steve came up with an idea. I'm really going fast. Steve came up with the idea.
You're on your own.
I know, Steve.
Don't be insecure.
Steve came up with the idea that we go into someone's home and kidnap their daughter. So we had to go into each home to see if they had a girl and then break our way out if they didn't. Well, we found a home. They had a daughter. We kidnapped her. We took her and hid her for a day. And those people, you know, they didn't win the gas mask.
Wow.
Wow, that is a crazy story, and it also sounds very illegal.
Well, you're really going with the illegal theme tonight.
Listen,
you're
I don't know.
Let's go illegal. Hi, I'm Christine Blackburn, let's humiliate a guest.
Yeah, you know, Christine, we're pretty much accessories at this point, so I think we need to...
Well, I just think that, you know... Hi, Bobby, it's Christine. Hi, dear, how you doing? Good. Look, come on over to the podcast. Let's not tell you, though, that we're going to commit... lesbian rape.
Oh my gosh. So you think
How I feel. I feel
I'm being
violated.
Critical enough that
I feel
you
violated
feel that
with, I don't know, with a bottle of shampoo or something.
I'm so sorry. I don't want to give that impression.
What kind of shampoo do you
Anything
feel that
that's
that is?
Penis shaped? I don't know. Probably you've got a million.
Head and shoulders?
Shower.
No, I don't.
I get it. Head,
fist and wrist?
Head that would and be. Shoulders. No, you know something, dear? I know you have to keep the show moving, but we don't do anything illegal. We do things that are quasi-legal.
So you push the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
Kidnapping is definitely pushing the envelope.
Is it kidnapping if
yes.
it's the Homeowners Association president?
I, you know what? I'm not the president, so I don't know. But I would bet in those bylaws it says, you know, no kidnapping.
I'd have to consult
by the people who live there, not by the president.
Exactly.
You know, I'm starting to be on your side, Bobby.
What did Abraham Lincoln say? By the people that live there.
Very judgmental of what she considers crimes.
And you know something? I love her. I think she's wonderful. She's a great... I've seen you on TV. I love every... You're so cute. But you do tend to want to commit some kind of dyke rape on women that... come into the story worthy.
I've never been accused of anything
to the
like
girls that have been here.
And I have a lot of friends.
Oh, no, that was
friends.
Dana Gould. I'm sorry.
Yes.
What is that?
I have a lot of friends. Mm-hmm. Dana. I
know you do. You're so popular. And when I told Janice said to me, where are you going? I said, I'm going over to Christine. She goes, I want to go. And I said, I'll grow up. Oh. Yeah, she's always wanting.
You know.
So
Bobby,
I'm
it's just Christine's going on. It's just you and me.
Well, honey,
she does rape a lot of the women on
the
show.
But she has
a lot
the flu.
Of dyke rape going on.
Well, I feel as if I've been pinned down out in the softball diamond.
To dyke rape.
A softball diamond. Well, actually, there is a softball diamond right outside of our studio here.
You know what? I think that's what's given her. I think that emboldens her. Oh, look at this.
I think, and there's, like missing baseball bats around. We don't.
And you
want
to resist the temptation to feel like you're the bull queen on the yard, you know?
No, I don't want to feel like that.
Because you certainly don't look like it. You look
Bobby,
like...
your husband's pants are off.
Steve, what are you doing?
Airing it out. How else am I going to air it? I got to get some air on it.
Get some ice or something, you... What a slob.
Bobby, I can't thank you enough for coming and talking to us today.
I didn't mean to talk bad or anything.
You did everything right. No, I just, wanted to talk. I could talk with you for hours. I'll be honest with you.
It was a long drive.
No, I know it was. And I just appreciate you coming at all.
Is there lipstick on my teeth?
It doesn't matter, though. Just a little bit.
It doesn't matter. This is all just in the ear.
This is in their ears. They don't really see us here in this medium.
Okay.
And so your new podcast again, it's called Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Our podcast is called Mm-hmm. The Bobby Dooley Podcast.
How often does it come out?
It's every week. Jay Moore, part two of Jay Moore this week.
Great.
And then next, another one we're going to do is
Kevin Pollak.
Kevin Pollak is so talented. And then another one, guess what?
What?
Guess what?
What?
Craig Bierko, who is a hunk. And he played Max Baer in Cinderella Man.
Terrific.
And then we have Kathy Valentine of the Go-Go's is going to be coming up.
Oh, how great is that?
And we have that very cute, I've got a girl crush on... Jane Wells of CNBC.
Oh, wow.
She does a lot. And then we want to have Christine Blackburn on, but we haven't asked her yet.
She'll do it.
Okay.
Well, this has been a lot of fun, Bobby, and we can't thank you enough.
Christine Blackburn will come on?
I think she might. And we can find you at Mm-hmm on iTunes.
On iTunes and also SoundCloud.
SoundCloud and Stitcher.
And also SideshowNetwork.com or .tv or what?
Sideshow One of those.
Network. Stitcher, of course, all of those ones that don't really pay. And
anything.
They just take it for free.
That's exactly right.
I don't understand that. But the people...
It sounds very dyke rapey to me, the way
it
that...
It really does. It really, really does.
Yeah.
But the ones that do the work for us, our Sideshow Network, and
good.
I guess that's it. No, I'm kidding. Podcast One. Oh, I want to tell everybody about Podcast One. They also... You should have yours on
what
podcast.
What does Podcast One mean? Tell us.
Podcast One is a new, what's it called, Steve? It's a platform, and they launch stuff off. They're with Launchpad Media. Mm-hmm. You should do Launchpad Media, and they'll put you on Podcast One and everything.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to them, Bobby.
They haven't made us any money yet, but we're still sort of
They're
waiting.
Going to.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's
but
a great
no,
show.
I'm
it's a
kidding.
Great show, and I think you're going to have,
you.
I think you're going
so
to be
sweet.
Very successful. I think a lot of very famous people are going to want to
really?
Come and talk with you, Bobby.
You think?
Yeah, I
really?
Think it's, I think it's a huge, huge, exciting
because
project.
Because my self-image has taken a hit.
No.
Not because you've done anything, but you're very talented. I want Hannes's approval. I don't think I have it.
Who cares?
Oh, shut up.
Look, I'll give you the ultimate approval. I have been erect throughout the entire interview, Bobby.
Yeah, but you're in L.A. County. Hello. Every man.
That's not...
Any man that can't get it hard in L.A. County.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got to wrap this up right about now.
Yeah, we got to wrap up Steve's testicles, too. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Steve.
You
shut up.
Right off the bat. Jorge Reyes.
I got it in the ball
he's
sack.
The sound engineer. He's the one who makes all of this happen right here, right now. I'd also like
to
thank...
Thank you, dear. I didn't mean to ignore
he's
you.
He's sitting cross-legged, which he never does. I don't understand why that is.
He has to go.
I think he's just feeling a little vulnerable.
Maybe he has... Oh, God. Does he have the tent?
He doesn't want that flick. He doesn't want that flick of yours.
He doesn't want to hear the flick of his hitting the bottom of that table.
Yeah.
As Larry Kings did one night when he was talking to Patty Ramsey. Get a load of that.
Don't you
who's
say
dead
that.
Now,
number
who's
one.
Dead now.
I love Larry King. Mm. Number two. I grieve for Patty Ramsey's baby. How do you like that?
Patty Ramsey's baby, and I agree. I totally agree that baby... What's her name, by the way?
JonBenet.
John. Her baby, Ramsey.
JonBenet.
JonBenet Ramsey. What, she named it after a donut? What is that about?
I don't know.
That child committed suicide.
Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God, Bobby. What are you trying to do?
Don't censor me.
I'd also like to thank Joe Slepsky. Mm. He helps
Joe
us out
Schlesinger?
With the show.
Are you related
every
to Dr. Laura?
Week. And of course, on behalf of you, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley.
You should cut out all the stuff about Bonet and everything.
Thank you so much for coming
thank you,
on
Christine,
the show.
You're so
we appreciate
sweet.
It so
Hannes,
much.
You're so sweet.
And I know you live
you're
up
so
in
very sweet as
Hannes
well.
Looks so disturbed and angry as if he's just.
But he always does.
Take his cell phone and throw it in the street.
That's his look.
That is my look. Although I did get a note from your husband inviting me over.
What did you say, Steve?
I just don't like the top. The Blackburn wearing because I got a hard on.
I'd also like to thank Hannes Finney, my dear friend and co-host. My name is Christine Blackburn, saying make it a story worthy week.
Go straight to the hot place, Steve.
You're first.
Thanks for joining us on the Storyworthy Podcast. We'll be back next week with all new stories. Subscribe to Storyworthy on iTunes and visit the Storyworthy website at storyworthypodcast.com.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.